Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 20, The Story of Gopinath Patanayaka. One day, people suddenly came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, informing him, "Oh, Gopinath Patanayaka, the son of Bhavananda Roy, has been condemned to death by the Bhadajana, the eldest son of the king, and he has been raised upon the Changa." The Changa was a device for killing a condemned person. It consisted of a raised platform onto which the condemned was made to stand, and underneath the platform there were stationary upright swords. The condemned man would be pushed down onto the swords, and in this way he would die. "O Lord, the Bhadajana has placed swords beneath the platform and will throw Gopinath upon them. O Lord, only if you protect him will he be saved. Bhavananda Roy and his entire family are your servants. Therefore, it is quite fitting for you to save the son of Bhavananda Roy." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then inquired, "So why is the king chastising Gopinath?" "O Lord, you see, Gopinath Patanayaka, the brother of Ramananda Roy, has always been a treasurer for the government. Gopinath served in the place known as Malajatya Dandapata, soliciting and collecting money there, depositing it in the government treasury. Once, when Gopinath Patanayaka deposited the collection, however, a balance of 200,000 kahanas of kanchals was due from him. Therefore, the king demanded this sum. Gopinath then replied, 'There is no money I can immediately give you in cash. Please give me some time. Gradually, I shall purchase and sell my gross goods, and in this way fill your treasury. Now, there are 10 to 12 good horses, so take them immediately for a proper price.' And after saying this, Gopinath Patanayaka brought all the horses to the door of the king. One of the princes knew how to estimate the price of horses very well. The king thus sent for him to come along with his ministers and friends. The prince, however, purposely gave a reduced estimate for the value of the horses. When Gopinath Patanayaka heard the price quoted, well, he was quite angry. That prince had a personal idiosyncrasy of turning his neck and facing the sky, looking here and looking there again and again. So Gopinath Patanayaka criticized the prince. He was unafraid of the prince because the king was very kind towards Gopinath. Then Gopinath Patanayaka said, "Well, at least my horses never turn their necks or look upward. Therefore, the price for them should not be reduced." Hearing this criticism, the prince became very angry. Going before the king, the prince made some false allegations against Gopinath Patanayaka. "This Gopinath Patanayaka is unwilling to pay the money due. Instead, he squanders it under some pretext. So, if you simply issue an order, I can put him on the Changa and thus realize the money. Yes, my son, you may adopt whatever means you think best. Any device by which you can somehow or other realize the money is all right with me." Thus, the prince went back, raised Gopinath onto the platform of the Changa, and spread swords below upon which to throw him. After hearing this explanation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied with affectionate anger, "So, Gopinath Patanayaka does not want to pay the king money which is due. So, how then is the king at fault in punishing him? Gopinath is in charge of collecting money on behalf of the government, but he misappropriates it. And not fearing the king, Gopinath squanders it just to see dancing girls. If one is intelligent, let him perform service to the government, and after paying the government, then he can spend whatever money is left. Just at that time, another person came there in great haste, bringing the news that Vaninath Roy and his entire family had been arrested. Lord Chaitanya then said, "The king must personally realize the money which is due. I am but a sannyasi, a member of the renounced order. What can I do?" Then all the devotees headed by Swarup Namodar Goswami fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, submitting the following plea. "All the members of Brahmananda Roy's family are your eternal servants, and now they are in danger. It is not befitting for you to be indifferent to them in this way." After hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in an angry mood. "You want to order me to go to the king? Your opinion is I should go to the king's palace, spread my cloth to beg money from him? Of course, a sannyasi or brahmana may beg up to 5 gandhas, but why should he be granted the inappropriate sum of 200,000 kahanas of conch shells?" Then another person came with the news that Gopinath had already been set up to be thrown upon the points of the swords. Hearing this news, all the devotees again appealed to Lord Chaitanya. But the Lord replied, "I am a beggar. It is impossible for me to do anything about this. Therefore, if you want to save him, then you should all pray together at the lotus feet of Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Jagannath possesses all potencies. Therefore, Jagannath is able to act freely and can do and undo whatever Jagannath likes." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied in this way, an officer named Hari Chandana Patra went to the king and spoke with him. "After all, Gopinath Patanayaka is your faithful servant. To condemn a servant to death, well, that is not good behavior. Gopinath's only fault is that he owes some money to the government. But if Gopinath is killed, however, what profit will there be? The government will be the loser, for it will not get the money. So it would be better to take the horses for a proper price and let Gopinath gradually repay the balance. Why are you killing Gopinath unnecessarily?" "Well, this is a surprise to me, for I did not know all about this. Why should Gopinath's life be taken? I only want the money from Gopinath. Okay, go there and adjust everything. I want only the payment, not Gopinath's life." So Hari Chandan then returned, informing the prince of the king's desire, and immediately Gopinath Patanayaka was taken down from the changa. Then Gopinath was told that the king demanded the money due him and also asked what means Gopinath would now adopt in order to pay the money back. "Yes, kindly take my horses for a proper price. Gradually, I shall pay the balance as I can. But without consideration, however, you were going to take my life. What can I say?" Then the government took all the horses for a proper price, and a time was set for payment of the balance. Gopinath Patanayaka was then released. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then inquired from the messenger, "So tell me, what was Vaninath doing when he and his entire family were arrested and brought there?" "Oh, Vaninath was fearlessly, incessantly chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare." Vaninath counted the chants on the fingers of both hands, and after Vaninath had finished chanting 1,000 times, he would then make a mark on his body. Upon hearing this news, Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. "Oh, dear devotees, who can understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya upon his devotee?" Recorded February 24, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.